Hey everybody, it's me. The current situation in regards to my housing is still up in the air. I do have three possible leads. One good, one so-so, and one that came up tonight and sort of doesn't look so hot now, but might very well be. The good lead is the one that's the $500 a month with pretty much all the amenities, but it's way out in the country. She has satellite internet and satellite, but the basic package. So that's sort of one of those things. If I have to take it, I'll take it. But it may be a temporary thing. It's in a gated community too, and it's way out in the boondocks. The second is at the Maple Creek apartments up near the hospital. It's through Rentals Unlimited, and I'm thinking that because I'm about to be evicted, and they have a thing where they don't accept people that have already been evicted, that could be a problem. Hopefully I can explain to them the reasons why and why it's been difficult, and that those things have basically been alleviated now, mainly because my aunt is now in a home, and I doubt very seriously she'll ever come back. As much as I wish she could, the reality is she's not. Another thing, the third one is the possibility that I might be, that there's a place out here on Railroad Avenue. According to the second shift guard, she knows the guy that used to run it that just recently moved out. She thinks there's somebody that it may be available. Her husband that picks her up at night knows the person that rented it and said that they may be selling it. I don't know, but that's a possibility. If that were to come through, that would be essentially killing two birds with one stone, because it would literally be within walking distance. It's not like right across the street, but it's relatively within walking distance of where I work at. The neighborhood's not the greatest in the world, but that's why they create locks, people. I'm going to look for some more. There's one possibility in Forest City that is $425 a month, but it has a washer and dryer already in the room, which is a huge plus for me. It's more expensive, but the fact is I can pretty much cut some expenses out of my life right now. I'm pretty much going to stop having a landline. I'm pretty much going to stop having AT&T as internet. I'm going to go with Northland Cable. I'm just going to have a cell phone. I will still have DirecTV, but whether or not I keep what I've got already remains to be seen. But anyhow, that is the news right now as it pertains to me. Oh, by the way, the landlord that's kicking me out is a fucking douchebag. The guy wouldn't even fucking work with me because I'm so far behind, which isn't really that far behind, because I've had to deal with my aunt. It's all happened after she started dialysis, and I've had to miss work. I've had to deal with so much crap, and this prick. Yes, Web Hunt, I'm calling your fucking ass out, bitch. I hope the fucker dies. I hope he dies. Very soon, slowly and painfully. You know, not by my hand, although I am tempted to, you know, put him to medieval torture, but I'm not going to jail for his sorry fucking ass. By the way, Kelly Fender, you fucking rock. I mean, you've done a lot more than I dared hoped, and frankly, and so, yeah, even Rob Cobb, even though I do still think you are still a bureaucrat. I'm sorry, I just have a thing about bureaucrats, sorry. Anyhow, that's it for now. Hope y'all listen, and maybe we'll do another John Jeremy show from a new studio. Maybe not in Sindale, but somewhere else. Bye.